When white smoke began pouring out of St. Peter's Basilica, Bishop Robert Gruce, who leads the Catholic Diocese of Rapid City, did the same thing as many Catholics around the world. He waited for the official announcement. When the news came in that Cardinal Bergoglio from Argentina would become Pope Francis, Gruce was surprised, but pleased.
I mean, it's a great joy for me to know that we have a leader of the Catholic Church once again. I'm delighted that we have a pope.
Gruce says part of his surprise at the announcement is due to how fast the conclave made its choice.
I thought the conclave would take a little bit longer than it has. This is, the surprising part of it to me is how quickly this took place. And so it must speak to really to the hearts of, I believe, of the cardinals and their, and united really together to come up with a decision this quick.
On the other side of the state, Bishop Paul Swain, who leads the Sioux Falls Diocese, also speculated that the speed of the decision indicates that many cardinals in the conclave already knew who they wanted. Still, Bishop Swain says Cardinal Bergoglio was not widely seen as the frontrunner.
It's a little bit of a surprise in the sense that he wasn't the one, the names that were being, even in Latin America, the ones who were being talked about.
Swain points out that Pope Francis comes from Argentina. He's the first pope in the history of the church to come out of a third world country. Swain says Pope Francis has a background in caring for the poor and vulnerable. He says this is due to the fact that Pope Francis comes from a country with economic challenges and pockets of deep poverty.
His experience is very different from Benedict's or from John Paul's or from those who went before. And I think that will be reflected in his teaching and probably encourage us to be more aware of the needs of others than we think we are, but I think he'll challenge us in a new way.
Bishop Gruce in Rapid City adds that it's good the Cardinal selected a representative from South America.
The Catholic Church is strong in Latin America, and I think by selecting a pope from Argentina, speaks of that in a very clear way. And I believe this new pope will have the opportunity to unite the Catholic Church throughout the world and bring life into those areas of our world where the church isn't so strong.
In this case, the last pope is still alive and part of the church. Pope Emeritus Benedict stepped down to the surprise of many. Dr. Helen Cernak, assistant professor of theology at Mount Marty College in Yankton, tells SDPB's Dakota Midday that the former pope will likely remain behind the scenes.
He is a humble man, and I don't see him wanting to interfere with another papacy, another man's time as pope. And so he will step into the background.
Pope Francis steps into his new job with many challenges laid out. Sex abuse scandals have plagued the church. Leaked documents showed corruption in the Vatican itself. Polls show that many American Catholics want the church to loosen its stance on social issues. Meanwhile, there is a decrease in parishioners in Western countries with a shortage of priests in part of the developing world. Pope Francis took the first step in his papacy the same way others have before him, with a blessing over the crowd gathered at the Vatican.
Fratres, et filii, et Spiritus Sancti.
In the name of the Father, Son,
descenda
and the Holy
super
Spirit,
vos, et maniat semper.
May it descend upon us and remain always.
Despite the challenges that lie ahead for Pope Francis, many Catholics around the world are cheering right alongside those in Rome. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.